Well, everything was working pretty mellow. That is, except one thing. No, it was worse than that. He didn't have no engine. Wasn't no more engines left. Great White Father held a big meeting. He said, we got to get us engines. There ain't no more engines left. He said, well, cowboy can't be cowboy without somebody to kill. He said, what are we going to do, hombre? Say, tonight we'll choose sides. And tomorrow morning we'll meet in front of the OK Corral at 12 noon and have a shootout. What a glorious day. Great White Father going to wipe out one another. That night, they chose sides. The next morning at 12 noon was 4 hours away. At 8 o'clock that morning, the Great White Father was sitting at the breakfast table looking at one another with the dead eye, knowing that in less than 4 hours, it was going to happen. Great White Father was going to wipe out Great White Father. That is, the great wipeout that never happened. Yet 8:20 that morning, something happened. I never will forget that. Yet 8:20 that morning, a nigga showed up at the mansion. Knocked on the door. Great White Father rushed to the door, looked out the window and said, yeah, what do you want, nigga?
Mr. White folks, we just wanted to know if we could apply for that engine job.
What'd you say, nigga?
Say, we just wanted to know if we can become the new engine.
Say, hell no, nigga, that's why you the nigga, nigga. But wait a minute, don't move, stand right there. Great White Father rushed in the house to explain this funny joke to Super White Father. This dumb, ignorant nigga want to be the engine. So Great White Father rushed up to Super White Father and said, come in. Look at that nigga out the window there. That dumb, ignorant nigga want to be the engine. Super White Father came, looked out the window. Said, come here, white boy. Said, what I done now? Said, look at that nigga standing out there. That ain't no ordinary nigga.
Say, well, they all look alike to me.
Damn you, white boy, sometime I don't know how you got in here with us. Look at that nigga. That's no ordinary nigga. Look at him standing tall. Lips all tucked in. Brooks Brothers suit on. Phi Beta Kappa Key from Harvard and Yale. That nigga look more like us than us. Tell that nigga to come in here. Come in, nigga. Yes, sir. Nigga, I understand you want to be the engine.
Yes, Mr. White folks.
Okay, nigga, that's a funny game. Now get the hell on out of here before we hurt you.
No, Mr. White folks, we really want to be the engine.
Nigga, do you know what we do to engines?
Yes, Mr. White, you're a damn lie, nigga. Don't you lie to me. You know where in the hell you could know what we do to engines and want to be one?
Yes, Mr. White folks, we know what you do to engines.
Nigga, let me tell you what we do to engines. We rape their women and kill their kids and burn their village down. You didn't know that, did you?
Yes, Mr. White folks, I told you we knew.
You mean, nigga, you know what we do to engines and you still want to be one?
Yes, Mr. White folks.
Why, nigga?
Cause, Mr. White folks, y'all do the same thing to niggas, but at least they tell us that the Indian get to carry a gun.
I told you that wasn't no ordinary nigga, didn't I? Okay, nigga, you can be the engine. And it came to pass, we became the new engines. That's when the Great White Father put us in a trick. See, we thought once we become the new engines, we'd be relieved of our nigger duties. No. He said, y'all volunteered for that engine gig, you still a nigger. Well, we made some pretty good little old engines, too, till we got hip. And we, too, showed back up to the mansion. Of course, we went to the back door. Knocked. Great White Father come down and said, yeah, nigga, what you want? Said, we just want you to know we ain't going to be the engine no more. So you better get off that poach, nigga, before I hurt you.
Damn, man, you let everybody else go.
but us. You know, we was forced to continue to be the engine for a whole decade. The decade of the 60s. Matter of fact, that's what the rumbling was all about. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I guess we'd still probably be the engine today had it not been for, thank God, for Stokely Carmichael and Rap Brown.